Okay, so we're diving into something pretty interesting today with the Colorado Avalanche preseason.
Yeah, they're making cuts.
Roster's getting tighter.
Lots of action.
And this is where things get really interesting. Ivan.
Oh, Ivan?
The young Czech prospect just got called back up to the Avs.
Interesting.
No.
Didn't he just get sent down to the Eagles?
That's what I thought. This wasn't just like a routine shuffle.
Right.
He was initially sent packing, you know, go get some more seasoning in the AHL.
Exactly.
But something changed.
Yeah.
He showed something that made the Avs coaching staff hit the brakes and say, interesting. Yeah, wait a minute. We need this kid back here.
You see, at this stage in the preseason, roster decisions are about so much more than just points on a score sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches are looking for those intangible qualities. The work ethic. The coachability, the ability to learn and adapt. They're looking for players who fit the system, who buy into the culture, and who might just have that hidden spark.
And let's be honest, last season with the Eagles, Ivan's numbers were respectable, 31 points in 67 games, but they weren't exactly setting the AHL on fire.
Right.
So for him to earn a second look like this, there's got to be a deeper story here.
Oh, there absolutely is.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating one. Let's rewind the tape all the way back to Ivan's childhood in Czechia.
Okay, let's unpack this because this is where it gets good.
Imagine this. A young Ivan, 5 or 6 years old, not glued to a TV screen watching NHL games, because those weren't always easy to come by in Czechia, but discovering the Colorado Avalanche in a way you'd never expect through a PlayStation.
You're kidding. This kid's journey to the NHL started with a video game controller. Talk about an origin story.
Adam. Exactly. He falls in love with the team, the speed, the skill, all through the virtual world of a hockey video game. Can you imagine that? Growing up, idolizing these digital avatars, these pixels on a screen, and then years later, finding yourself on the ice, battling for a roster spot alongside the real-life versions of those players.
Hold on. I need a minute to wrap my head around this. It's like something straight out of a movie.
I know.
He's living out a childhood dream, a dream that started in the most unexpected way.
It's a testament to the global reach of hockey, but also the unique power of video games to create these incredibly personal connections, even across continents.
And this wasn't just a passing phase for young Ivan. This wasn't just, oh, cool, I like the Avalanche in the game. This passion, this early love for the team, it fueled him. It drove him. It became part of his DNA.
Absolutely. We're talking years of dedicated training, countless hours on the ice, overcoming setbacks, all with his dream in the back of his mind. The odds of making it to the NHL are already astronomical, but to do it after falling in love with the game this way, it's incredible.
So he gets drafted, he comes to North America, starts his climb through the minors, lands with the Eagles, the Avs AHL affiliate. And, you know, the AHL is no cakewalk. It's tough. It's grinding. It's a proving ground for those who are serious about taking that next step.
And that's what's so fascinating about his recent recall, because it suggests that the Avalanche see something in Ivan, something beyond just those AHL stats.
Something that says this kid who fell in love with the team through a video game has what it takes to make his mark on the real ice. So those intangible qualities that coaches look for, the work ethic.
Right, that drive to improve.
It sounds like that's exactly what Ivan's been showing them. Getting sent down to the Eagles could have been a real blow, you know, a real hit to the confidence.
Absolutely.
But instead, he uses it as fuel.
Yeah, and what's fascinating is, according to reports we're getting from the Eagles training camp, he wasn't just going through the motions, you know.
Right.
He was pushing himself, working on his weaknesses, really trying to absorb all the coaching and translate it onto the ice.
And it's not just the coaching staff he's impressing. I've heard some whispers that some of the veteran players on the Avs, they've taken notice.
Oh, really?
Of Ivan's work ethic, his positive attitude.
See, that's huge. Because let's be honest, you're a young player trying to find your place in an NHL locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Especially a locker room with established stars like the Avalanche have.
Talk about intimidating.
It can be.
These are guys he probably grew up idolizing, even beyond the video game.
It's like stepping into your favorite movie, but instead of just watching, you're suddenly part of the cast.
Right.
And it sounds like Ivan isn't letting the opportunity pass him by. He's soaking up every bit of wisdom, every tip, every lesson those veterans are willing to share.
Dude, talk about a masterclass in hockey. Imagine being able to watch how MacKinnon sees the ice, how Makar controls the puck, how Rantanen picks his shots. That's invaluable for a young player.
It's like being an apprentice to a master craftsman. But instead of woodworking, it's world-class hockey. And from what we're hearing from Coach Bednar, Ivan's not just blending into the background. He's making his presence felt.
Yeah. Bednar specifically called out Ivan's improved confidence and said he's noticed a real step forward in his game. And this is coming from a coach who's known for his honesty and his high standards.
Exactly. Bednar doesn't hand out compliments lightly, especially during the pressure cooker of the preseason. So for him to single out Ivan like that, it speaks volumes.
And it's like, this isn't even just about Ivan's hockey journey, you know?
It's not.
It's about those dreams we all carry with us, those passions that kind of ignite when we're young.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in his case, it was a video game.
Right. Imagine how many other kids are out there all over the world just like falling in love with hockey through these digital gateways, playing as their favorite teams and players, living out those virtual Stanley Cup dreams.
It's amazing to think about.
It really is. Who knows? Maybe somewhere out there right now, there's another young Ivan glued to a screen controller in hand, dreaming of the day they get to share the ice with their digital heroes.
I love that thought.
Me too. And that's the beauty of sports, right? Mm. It transcends borders, connects people through this shared passion.
It's inspiring.
Inspires us to chase our dreams, no matter how crazy they might seem.
Yeah, like Ivan's story is just this awesome reminder that sometimes the most unexpected paths lead to those extraordinary destinations.
I love that. Well, this deep dive has been incredible. You know, we started with a simple roster move.
Right. Just a name on the transactions list.
Exactly. Yeah. And we ended up on this amazing journey.
From PlayStation to the NHL.
It just goes to show you sometimes the most fascinating stories are the ones we least expect. Thanks again for joining this deep dive. And hey, you never know, maybe someday soon we'll be watching Ivan hoisting the Stanley Cup for real, all thanks to a virtual passion.
Now that's a storybook ending. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Until next time, keep exploring, and we'll see you on the next episode. Tunnin, Landeskog, Metcalf, Gerard, Brandstrom, DeHaan, Johnson, Bowers. Colton, Foddy, Ivan, McKinnon, Middlestad, Pavel, Ritchie, Steinberg, Tynan, Bradley, Drew, Yoon, Inala, Kelly, O'Connor, Rantanen, Landeskog, Mikar, Gerard, Brandstrom, DeHaan, Johnson, Bowers.